But I want to get your take on the real estate market. As always, you've got a good eye to the ground of what's happening. We got this report out from Redfin that points to sales hitting an all-time low, but we're looking at the number of homes or the number of homes for sale at an all-time low. I will tell you, as somebody who has been looking, it was incredibly depressing over the last week to see the amount of inventory. And you go from open house to open house, a caravan of people coming in trying to compete. Are we at the peak, you think? Are things going to start to slow down next year?
I'd like to say we're at the peak or at least promise a slowdown. But no, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better if you're a buyer, or better before it gets worse if you're the lucky home seller. But, you know, homes in November always go down, the quantity of homes, but they went down 23%. I've never seen that happen before. I've noted that on those homes that sold in the month, they sold in a week or less. Think about that. That's bizarre. The housing market was bonkers. Now it's still nuts and it's getting worse. But of all the shortages affecting our economy, I'm sad to report that I think the housing shortage is going to last the longest. I don't think you're going to have better luck shopping for your home next year. I just don't think so. Unless we increase interest rates by 3-4% overnight, boom, that would drop the market. But anything short of that isn't going to make a difference. Come live with me. It's okay. I'll stay with you.
3-4%, the number to watch there then too. I mean, it's not just home sales too though, Barbara, when we're talking about all-time low in supply, but also when you look at the rental market, that's another one where historically winter is kind of the one area of the year where you start to get some breaks. I was out in that market. Kiko might be looking to buy, but I was renting. We've seen rents, according to that same report, jump about 14% year over year, which is wild to think about too. So, I mean, how does that market look in relation to maybe buying, just kind of given you got Omicron to worry about now too? And so I don't know what's up and what's down in buying versus renting.
You know, if you're expecting rental prices go down, you're mistaken, because what happens is when people are priced out of a purchase market, what do? They fall back on rentals, even if they really want to buy. So no, the rental market, if you wanted to save money, we had a slight opportunity. It lasted about 3-4 months, and it was about 8-9 months ago. After that, it closed up. And believe me, I'm a landlord. The landlords are making up for lost time. Whatever they shortchanged in those 6 months, like, oh, I'm going to get to take advantage that I have three people who want this apartment. You have the long lines on both buying an apartment or a home, and you have the long lines on renting a home or an apartment as well.
That sounds pretty different.
Well, what are your options? You could live in a tent, I guess, but even those prices are going up from what I hear. Sorry, I don't.
Well, I was going to say, Barbara, I mean, you're looking at both sides of the coin, right? Zach just renting. Yep. I'm looking to buy. It sounds like you're saying neither is going to improve. I mean, do we just stay put?
You could stay put, because if you're in some kind of a regulatory environment, which we have in New York and a few other states, you're regulated as to not to be priced out of your rental, for example. There's just a so much increase a landlord could ask for. But anything short of that, no, it's open game. I mean, you know what? The best thing to do is to both of you change jobs immediately and ask for a lot more money from the next employer. And then you could afford to get whatever you want.
Yeah, it's good advice. It's good advice here, Barbara. Actually, it hits close to home. When we're talking about maybe the other things out there, we've talked a lot of real estate bubbles, right? But, you know, there's other sectors of the market some people might be playing. I know your co-host, Kevin O'Leary, and I have chatted many a time on crypto. I'm curious if you've started to look at that space at all, just kind of given some of the crazy returns we've seen this year, if you've maybe started to diversify maybe a little bit more away from real estate because of the price increases we've seen. How have you been maybe looking at that?
Well, I've migrated, maybe that's not the right word. I've taken a lot of money out of real estate in New York because I think it's priced so terribly high as an investment right now. And I've looked for other smaller cities to invest in. Right now, I've invested a lot of money in Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh is like the perfect storm right now. It's got a friendly government. It's got the most educated working force in America. And it has big business moving in there, specifically technology businesses. And prices are deflated. They shouldn't be. They're catching up, but you can make a lot of money. So I'm looking. I love real estate. You can't ask me to take it out of real estate, but I did. Well, that's real estate too. I did invest in Zillow. Remember you asked me last time, you got to invest in Zillow. They just crashed. I did. And I've lost 2 points so far, but I know I'm going to make a fortune. I know I'm going to make a fortune if I just hang on there, maybe another 3-4 months. I think they're doing better than everybody expected. But where do I invest? Where do I take my money out? I'm so sorry to say I love real estate. I trust real estate. It's a very, very slow way to get very, very rich. I like that.
You play what you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. And that's why we love having you on. Barbara Corcoran with the latest there. Buying the dip on Zillow. Respect it. Appreciate you coming on here to chat with us again.
Pleasure.
Then we'll chat soon. Barbara Corcoran, the host of ABC's Shark Tank.